Our reading for today is from Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. When they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Though Joseph and Mary had to make this great trip while she is very pregnant, almost to the point of giving birth, and then unable to find a place to stay in Bethlehem, forced to stay in a manger, and then suddenly she has to give birth at that point. It's not ideal circumstances for birthing a child. And it's certainly not a circumstance befitting a royal birth. But nonetheless, it is the circumstance of the birth of the Son of God, Jesus, who would be the Messiah, the Christ. But the glory doesn't come from the circumstance. The glory comes from the who and the why. Jesus the Christ for the redemption of man. And so when it is revealed to these shepherds that this good news is given to them, they want to go and see about it. They want to go and find out about it. And so they do. They do go and see this Jesus with a very humble birth, but a very important mission. Now think about the appearance of the angels to these shepherds. It says that this happens at night, and just imagine yourself in a quiet and serene setting. You're watching over a flock, and suddenly there's someone else. This angel appears. Not only that, it says the glory of the Lord shone around them, and it says they were filled with fear. And this would be an obvious supernatural circumstance, an unexpected circumstance, and so we can understand that fear. But they're told, "Don't fear, because I bring good news." And then the good news is told to them. And then in addition to this, a multitude of the heavenly host appears, and they are praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." They don't sit around wondering if they had a dream. Did I fall asleep and imagine this? No, they all had the same experience. And so when the angels go away, then they say, "With haste, let's go over there. You know, let's quickly go see about this." And so they go to see Mary and Joseph and the baby in this manger. This is an experience that they needed to investigate, but not just that, they want to tell about it. This is a happy thing for them. It is good news, and they can't even contain it. It's such good news. Have you ever had news like that? News that was just so good that you felt like maybe you would burst if you didn't tell somebody about it. You had to call up your spouse, or you had to call up your friend or somebody. You had to share that news with them. Well, that is the news that was given to them. They had to share it. And likewise, we still have that good news today. We should not be containing it, but we should be shouting it from the rooftops. We should be thanking and glorifying God for what He has done through His Son, Jesus the Christ. Going back to the circumstance of the birth of Jesus, these humble beginnings remind us that God doesn't require, you know, those big pomp and circumstance around the birth of Jesus. In fact, it was actually better, if you look at the overall picture, that this was done quietly and in these humble circumstances, because there were those that opposed Jesus and the plan of God. But I think there's something else to think about, is that glorifying God for the birth of Jesus needed to be about Jesus being the Messiah rather than being about some glory-filled circumstance of this birth. So it needed to be an humble beginnings, so that the focus would be on the mission and not the birth itself, even though people today still try to make Jesus' birth something that should get a greater focus than the Bible gets, or rather the Bible gives it. You know, it's been some time since my boys were born, but I remember vividly certain things about their birth. Besides the labor that Audrea went through, I remember the joy of the birth of my sons. I remember wanting to share that. Keith was born 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, so obviously I didn't pick up the phone and start calling everybody, but we did early the next morning begin calling family and announcing the birth of our son. Alex, he was born in an afternoon, so yes, we did pick up the phone and call to give the good news that he was there. And family in both instances came to visit and to see the child. Maybe when you have a birth, you might even go so far as to have special announcements made. Maybe you take a picture of the baby and you send that out to others. Now we have our electronic media. You can do so in an email or on Facebook or something else, and let everybody know that your son or daughter was born. But think about this. Jesus was announced by the heavenly host. Jesus was announced by an angel to these shepherds. What greater announcement could there be for the coming of the Son of God? The only thing greater I could possibly imagine is if it was something that went out to all the world at once, but that wouldn't fit what God's plan was for Jesus. And so the reminder is that it's the person, it's the character, it's the truth that matters, not the circumstance or even the popularity. Thinking again about this not being the ideal circumstances for the birth of a child, imagine what it was like for Mary to give birth in a manger. We do a lot of things to make women comfortable when they give birth. You know, we bring extra pillows. We set them up in a bed. We have special rooms at hospitals that are specifically for birthing. We put, you know, perhaps some type of music on that would soothe her. You know, all sorts of things that we might do to try to make it a comfortable experience. But Mary didn't have any of that. Mary simply had to give birth where she was. I don't know if that was a specific element of God's design or not, that she didn't have the comfort that she might have had if she was at home. But it is something to think about, because the focus should be on Jesus and the plan of God, not on Mary, though she played an incredibly important role. So think about this today. What can I do to put the focus not on me and not on any circumstance that I'm in, but simply on God? What can I do to put the focus on God today and to glorify Him for who He is and what He's done. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.